nurse works, all right? Let me give you a backdrop for why that is so, all right? We have in our own consciousness a war. There's a civil war going on, okay? And a lot of times it's not too civil, okay? A lot of times we don't even know there's a war. We don't even know there's a battle going on. And the battle is between the false self or the lower self and the spirit that we are, okay? And we come in here as souls and the karma is upon us, which is why we're here. We're here because of our karma, okay? Now, the teachings on this path that I bring forward, the path of soul transcendence, teach us that we're not to be concerned with karma, because karma is an illusionary field, okay? And we're taught to focus into the light of the Most High that we are. And there's a way to do that in our everyday life, okay, as an initiatory process. And the soul awakens to the levels that it really exists on, which is the pure spirit. But if you notice, the soul lives on the lower levels too. You're here, you're in the body, you're in the physical world, and guess what? You'd be dead if the soul weren't with you, because that's what animates you. So the soul is obviously here in the lower worlds. And here we go. Okay? That's the backdrop for the whole thing, that the soul comes to know itself against a backdrop of falsehood, self-deceit, and forgetfulness. See? And that is because the soul has forgotten who and what it is. It's forgotten that it is the spirit. It's forgotten that it is divine. In the beginning was the Word. That means we are one with the source of all things, the Lord God and the sound current. The sound current is just another word for the Holy Spirit or the Lord God. And this sound current is in us. It was put there by the Lord God in the very beginning. And we've forgotten that. We've forgotten our nature. And we've exercised our will in forgetfulness. So we've forgotten and we've created our karma. But the teachings teach us that that's not the focus. That the focus is on the light of the Most High that we are, and we just move into that. You see? We move into that. We reinforce that in us. Okay? And it really comes about by taking initiation and by exercising choice. Now, how many of you have had anger? How many of you have had annoyance? Okay? Nothing wrong with that. Okay? Comes with the territory. Okay? But how many of you have chosen to keep that anger around and that annoyance around? Yeah, sometimes I even revel in it. You know, I really, really like it. Although the better part of my judgment goes, well, wait a second, come on now, you know the teachings. You know, nothing wrong with having that feeling, but you now know and are responsible to direct yourself away from that feeling. See, so we make a choice. And we don't have to do anything about our being anger. We don't even have to repress it. You know, and so many people judge it, and it's a bad feeling, shouldn't have had it because I'm spiritual. Well, you should have had it. You did have it. You know, don't shit on yourself. And the soul progresses against this backdrop. See? And it has to do nothing about the false self other than choose to know itself as the spirit that it is. See? But what does it have to do to be perfect? Nothing. All it has to do is receive the light of the Most High that it is. See? And when you sit in what's known to the world as meditation, you withdraw. Your currents, the currents of the soul, are withdrawn from the world, and they go on up, in and up. And you get to rise above the false self. And you get to know yourself, and you get to awaken on all these levels. because we're here because we're falling asleep. This is a dream. This is a dream. And the purpose of the dream is to wake up. Okay? And we don't really wake up just for ourselves and for our own completion, but really it's God's fulfilling himself through us. See? Now, I've told the story many times on myself. I've used a lot of things to try to make like I wasn't spiritual. And all the reasons why I couldn't have whatever gifts I've been blessed with. You know, I've used legally blind. I've used my weight. I've used my driving above the posted speed at times. I've used eating too much, eating too fast, forgetting to eat, not putting the plates in the dishwasher for years at a time. I mean, whatever it was, I'm not perfect on those levels. But they don't count because that's not where the perfection is. See, we're not here, and this is crucial, we're not here to master the things of the lower world. We're not here to master physical prowess. We're not here to master in the inner worlds below the soul, the world of the imagination. We're not here to be masterful of the mind. But we are here to be masters of the spirit that we are, of the soul. That's the perfection. And the perfection consists of letting go of the false self and turning towards the light within us through meditation, through exercising the power of your choice, really through loving God. And we exercise that choice. And that's the perfection. The perfection isn't, oh my God, you were angry. Oh my God, you were annoyed. You're not perfect. That's not it. The perfection consists of using those feelings to lift and grow from. That's the perfection, you see? That's the perfection, to lift and grow from those feelings, you see? And so many of us think being perfect means we can't make a mistake. Well, that's not perfection. That's neurotic, you know? What you want to do is learn from the mistakes. That's the perfection. That's where the excellence is, see? And we don't have to do anything about the errors. We don't have to do anything about those negative feelings, emotions, or anything other than choose to lift beyond it and move beyond it and start to wake up to our true nature. And when we wake up to our true nature, guess what? It becomes inherently impossible to dwell there unless you actively choose to violate yourself, to go against the spirit that you are. Because once we've been and tasted this divine light, we want to stay there. You know, we're going to see our loved one. We're going to see our beloved. And we're there and we hang there. And we adore that spot and we adore that. And then when we move off of it and choose to enter into negativity, it's painful and it hurts. And it sets in motion this terrible yearning. And also this terrible learning, you know. And the learning is, hey, don't need to do that. And we're responsible for our creation. So what has to happen? What has to happen? Well, because you're the creator and you've got responsibility, you've got to come back and work that creation. That has to be cleared up. You see? So, see, the real irony is if you choose to enter negativity, you have to do something about it. You have to do something about it. You have to clear it up. You're karmically responsible. Okay? And so you re-embody, you're at the effect of your karma. Okay. Now, I'm not particularly lazy, but I do like to work smart. And I like to work well. I like to work fast. So I like to do nothing. I like to focus on the light of the Most High. And I don't have to do anything about it. See? Unlike if I focus on negativity, I have to do something about it. Because part of my consciousness goes out to that creation. And I'm caught and I'm involved. And that's an attachment. And that attachment is what pulls my soul back down through these lower levels to another embodiment. See? And I don't even have to be concerned about that. Because the teachings teach us, laugh and be happy as your Father in heaven is. Which means be the light that you are. And receive. We have to do nothing but receive. You see? And it's hard for us to understand this because we're so trained in this world in a grasping kind of a way. You know, we're separate from the world. We have to grab from it, take from it. We have to struggle against it. It takes a lot of effort to get anywhere. Well, yeah, it does take effort to get anywhere. You know, it's like the myth of Sisyphus. Because you're just going round and round and round and round and round. You're not really going anywhere. So why bother? And why not do nothing? Do no thing, you see? And we're so trained, in the West is trained in linear thinking. So, like, I'm going to reach this goal, God's out here, and we have to do all this to get to God. That's a baloney story. See, and as long as God is out there, then we need intermediaries between us and God out there to help bridge the gap. But there's no gap. See, it's in us. And that's the biggest joke of all, because we don't get it. The joke's on us. And we don't want to get it, because we have to be responsible. See? And if we're responsible for God's being inside of us, then we have to nurture that spot. It's a garden, and we have to take care of it. We have to water it. We have to make sure the flowers are okay. We have to take the weeds away. To make sure it gets plenty of light. We have to make sure the soil is okay and nourished. And we have to nourish it and nourish it and nourish it. You know? And we don't get reinforcement from this world to do that. We don't get it. We get reinforcements for being really angry, really annoyed, building monuments, doing all sorts of stuff out there, but we don't get reinforcements for building the spiritual house within. In this world, we don't get it. See? And then because we don't get it, we think, oh, it's going to be such an effort, it's going to be so hard. But it's not. It's so easy, and that's the thing that makes it hard. That it's so easy that the mind won't permit that. Because the mind, by its nature, loves to keep busy, loves to keep active, loves to do a whole lot of things. It goes, buh, 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 and it's busy. It does a whole lot. And it hates when it's not in charge. And you know, it's real interesting. If you look at the world around, you could see where the human race is at. You know, we're at the dawn of the information age, computers, etc. So it's the expression of the mental as an exercise in control. And it ain't working. Now, please, don't mishear this. I'm not, you know, railing against computers or anything else like that. They have their place. And they do good service. Okay? But that's just it. They have their place. They're not in charge, you see? And in the consciousness in us, that's the battle. The mind wants to be in charge and won't permit the spirit that we are to have its natural sovereignty. And the consciousness goes along with it. And so we keep entering into all this negativity. And then we have to do something about it. See? And then along comes someone bringing forth the teachings of the path of soul transcendence and says, hey, don't even worry about the false self. Don't worry about any of that stuff. Focus on the light of the Most High. Here, this is the way. This is how you do it. And all that stuff falls off you because it cannot stay in the presence of God. Which means if you're building that frequency inside of you, that God frequency, negativity can't stay. See? And the frame of reference becomes an inner frame of reference. It's experiential. It's immediate. It's not a concept. You see, and so much of what I've talked about tonight and talked to address may come across as nice concepts, nice ideas, but they're not. See, they're living realities, and the soul on its journey comes to truly know that. See? And I was told, and I know how difficult it is to accept to do nothing, because when I myself was told that really was the secret of all life, do nothing. Just place yourself where the spirit is. Place yourself inside of yourself, where that is. Let yourself be fed. Let yourself be led. And do nothing. I argued for 2 years on that. You know, I have a great mind. I can be really brilliant. And looking back on it, it was such hogwash and such nonsense and such garbage. And boy, was I stupid. And I was so impressed with my stupidity. I was really dumb. I mean, I was moronic. And on top of being moronic, I was proud of it, just how great my arguments were. And what was happening inside of myself was the mind just wouldn't let go of its control. It had to dominate. It wanted to, quote, know. But it can't know. See, the mind can't know directly because it's in the lower worlds. And we all know the principles in physics with there's built-in distortion. We can't know with any accuracy. We can only know with probability. But when we go in the spirit, we can know that. We can know that. We can know directly. And what we know directly is that we are spirit. We are the Lord God. And the path of soul transcendence is an experiential path. And it's a path of surrendering everything that isn't and just letting it go. And how do you surrender? You just choose to. You do nothing. You place your focus in the light of the Most High. See? See, now this is also the kind of the paradox. Here I am talking about nothing, when really there's nothing to say. And I'm telling you to do nothing. Okay? And yeah, it is paradoxical. Okay? But it's only paradoxical in the lower levels, because in the lower levels we have polarity, we have duality. But the spirit that we are, we only have the omnipresence or the unipolar of the spirit. And there's no paradox. And the soul understands immediately, do nothing. That it's just to receive and catch the spirit. See, reminds me of a story I heard of an Indian fellow who was first in his class at an engineering school. And he worked for this engineering company for about 10, 12 years. And he really, really got noted, and he really was doing well. And they decided to send him to graduate school. And they paid for it, every penny. Not only did they pay for his schooling, they kept him at his salary. Right? And then he came back, and he got promoted, and he was rising up in the company. And then one of the top dogs at the company said, you know, why don't you and I form our own company? We can make a lot of money. And a guy said, well, all right, let me think about it. Okay, so he thought about it and he told him, you know what, I'd like to do that. Let's start our own company. And the guy said, okay, well, I'll tell you what, let's meet next week and talk about our goals. And the Indian fellow looked at him and said, goals? What are goals? Hadn't a clue how to think linearly. See? Had no training in it. But what we do is we're always trying to reach our goals, and we also think that the spiritual work has to do with, we have to do all this stuff because we're so bad. You know, and this is to make us better. And all we have to do is look at our theology. You know, we're conceived in sin. Well, can't recover from that, can you? You know, we're horrible. Or even in non-theistic religions, in religions without any God, you're still running fear patterns of you're going to reincarnate as a bug. Watch out. You know? And so we live under this oppression, as it were, the self-imposed oppression of, oh my God, be careful, you better do it right, and you better purify yourself because you're innately not good. Well, the teachings teach us that that's not so, that we are innately the Spirit. And it said who we are. In the beginning was the Word was with God, the Alpha and the Omega. We are the Alpha. And we're going back, and that's the Omega. We're going back to where we began, which is the Spirit, which is with the Lord God, which is of our knowledge as souls. And that's the Christed consciousness within us. And everyone is going to be Christed because that's God's plan. God's plan for his kids is to have his kids come home. And every soul, sooner or later, will return back to the source. See? And God gives us this gift of life. And it's a gift. It's a real gift. And the purpose is to come to know him. To know yourself as the Spirit that you are. Not as ideology, not as dogma, not as a bunch of rules or anything else like that. You know, and all I can do is point you to that, and you'll catch glimpses of that and fulfill this level while whatever happens spiritually happens as well. And you kind of catch the glimmerings of yourself as soul, as spirit, as the light of the Most High, you know? Reminds me of a beautiful experience I had when someone I loved dearly was dying. And there he was on his deathbed. I probably died within the 10-12 days of this, you know. And I was honored to see his soul body. And there's his soul body, dance around. And his soul body was not that thing on the bed, that person on the bed. And the contrast was so much and so hysterical that I could do virtually nothing against bursting out laughing. Because here was this somber vision of this person dying on his deathbed. And what really was happening was the soul was just completing a lot of its stuff and was dancing and was happy in its lightness. And that being on the bed was not who he was not who the soul was. And everybody was so somber. And here was this tremendously joyous thing. See? And the interesting thing is that that is what's happening at all times. We don't have to be on our deathbed for the soul to be joyously happy. The nature of the soul is just that, is joy. And we don't have to do anything. It is inherently perfect. We just have to allow its perfection. We have to allow its perfection. See? Be perfect as your Father in heaven is. That's what's meant. Not don't make any mistakes. You know, don't have any anger. Don't have any negative emotions. That's not what's said or meant. But be perfect. Choosing to remember that you are the Spirit, that you are the Lord God. See, and isn't it interesting that God gives us this vehicle, this physical body, as a vehicle to realize this? Against the backdrop of the most negative, in the sense of charge negatively in the whole spiritual system, we can springboard into the most positive, the spirit that we are. That's a miracle. That's a blessing. And there's a way to do this. There's a path. There's the path of soul transcendence. And that's God's fulfillment. And that's why you have to do nothing other than allow God to fulfill himself through you, because he lives in you as you. And the fact that you're asleep to it or don't know it yet doesn't matter. It's still true. See, now I'm blessed by being able to see what's going on here. And I'm blessed to see that each of these bodies and these chairs, you know, there's a soul that comes with that body that's not restricted to that body, to that chair, to what that being thinks it's doing or thinks it's happening. And it's literally, the soul is literally dancing around in his soulness. And that's what we do. It's the dance, and we have to do nothing other than to allow it. See? And no thing, nothing you do can bring that about. You can't earn that. It's given by grace. You can't make it happen. Okay? All you can do is allow it. And let me end by suggesting that you do that in your own life. And you can start by a whole range of things. Anything from next time you have a negative emotion, fine. But choose to focus away the next time and not to keep the energy there. You know? Find out about what is this guy talking about, the path of soul transcendence and initiation and the sound current. What is that? Find out about your liberation. Find out about being free. Okay? Now, I didn't say getting free, because that's probably what it looks like to you. It looks to you like you'd be getting free. But I'm saying being free. And that's because you're already free and you've forgotten. And walking this path means remembering that you are free and coming into your freedom. And all you have to do is allow and accept and do nothing for that. We'll stop with that.